Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Ateres Kira Tohara. Yeah, and Ateres Kira is Tohara. What is that? Take a look at the Rav.
Yeah.
Ateres Kira Tohara Rav. Binyan Ogul, a round structure, a crown. Also Al Rosh Akira Kadesh Lishma Chumo. Yes. Says the picture. We have here a key, you have a key, right? The key we learned yesterday is
a square thing.
Square box can hold two pots.
Right.
Sometimes you put the pots inside, sometimes you put the pots on top. It must have a minimum of three etzbos, three fingers worth. Now we have the two pots, now we have an ateres, a crown. A crown that goes around the key, what's the purpose? Binyan Ogul also the Rosh Akiva, they listen to Chuma in order to preserve its seat, to Haira. The Nitme Sakiva, Loy Nitme Svatara, if the key becomes Tameh, if a sheret touches the Kira, that does not affect the Atar Torah. Torah is completely separate. If the Loy Chashiva Torah Chibo Lakira, we do not consider the Atar to be a Chibo Lakira. Vaiter in the Mishnah, Tiras Tanur. Remember the Tanur? Here's a Tanur. Tanur is something which is a structure which is high up. And then there's an Atara. There's a Tiras. Tiras is... What's the Tira? Mishnah Gimel.
Tiras Tanur.
Tiras Tanur.
Oh, you're saying it.
Okay, listen. Chatzar Tanur. Loshon, the courtyard. The word Tira, the Rav is telling us what the word means literally. It means the courtyard of the oven. Loshon bechatzrehem uvitirosam. It's a type of a courtyard. Yeah, that's what we'll call it. It's first is Tai Chi, right? The translation word Tira means a courtyard. Where does
it's
it come
like
from?
Box.
Right. Why? Where do we find the word? We find it in Bereshis. Bechatzrehem uvitirosam. And the Bereshis. B'makom lefnei atanu mukav mechitzos shneisim bo halechem. Ooh, that's where they put the bread. Kishroidim oisoy min atanu. Bizman, fine. So they put the bread in here. Okay, they put the bread in here when they take it out of the oven.
Oh, this is how we do the bread. We kept on asking how you bake in this thing.
Oh, so they don't. I'm not showing you. They put the bread inside in that area. When they remove the bread from inside the tanner, they store the bread in that courtyard. So what is the halacha? The halacha is the Mishnah says bizman shigvaya arba tfachim mitama. So it says that it depends. If this thing is less, is four tefachim high, then it's metame. It's metame. The mago is so contact, and ba'avir for sure it's in the ear space. The entire thing becomes tame. But less pechusa mikan to rav bezman she gavoya bar kashir gavoya shel tanur when the height is the height of the oven. Then it's metame b'mago, and it's metame ba'avir. Good. Uva'avir. Pchusim ikan. If it's less than this, tohayra. It's tohayra. Next, im chubruloi. Now let's say it's permanently. That's only the case where it's not permanently attached, but where it's attached, then afilu al shalosh avonim tameya. Let's see the rav. Bizman shehiya afilu al shalosh avonim shaloi chosab guberes chibur yafe. It's not permanently attached. El munachas al shalosh avonim on three stones bulvad udvukulatanu chashiva chibur. Here's the picture. We set up three stones, one, two, three, and we take this tira satanur and we have it rest upon the three stones. But obviously there are gaps. Because since the three stones, there's a gap here, a gap there, a gap here, a gap there. And we put this tira against it on the stones, and we attach it. Here it says, Hirkiv es atira lavonim. You hirkiv, you positioned.
Hirkiv means
to ride. To ride, hirkiv means to ride. So when you're riding on something, it basically means that you are resting. You're resting. But the advantage of this case over the previous cases is that you have attached it with crazy glue. It's permanently attached. It's not coming apart. It's a very, this is considered to be a very weak glue, because why? Because even though it's attached with glue, being that it still needs the stones to support it, if you would push out one of the stones,
boom,
the entire thing would collapse. Nevertheless, it's tameh, even if it's less than 4 tefachim. In chibro l'tanur, if you attach to the tanner, harimais of me'idim, your actions bear testimony shaday toyoleha, that your kavana is for it, v'shehuroitza eschibur b'tanner, you want it to be attached. Ulefikuch, therefore, mitameis b'tumasay afilu be'ez shir shatia, it becomes tamei even if it's less than 4 tefachim. Ve'afilu chibur b'chibur cholosh b'yoyis, even if it's a very weak attachment, goyin shesidur sholosh avonim b'tzaratanur v'yarkiva alis avonim, doesn't matter, it's automatically going to become tamei. So back to the Mishnah, back to the Rav. Afilu sholosh avonim shlo hoitzim chaberus kibiyafe ella munachas al sholosh avonim b'lvad v'dofka l'tana chashiv chibur, period. Okay, so that's that part. Then now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Moving right along. Pachusa mikan. Let's say it's less than...
I think before we go right, let's
Ateres kira. First case is this. Here's Ateres kira. Halach is tahora.
Right.
It's not called why. So he, by the way, in the picture here, it says because most people do not make a crown for the tira. They do not. They, right, most, okay, fine.
For the tana.
For the tana. When it's 4 tefachim high, mitas teres kira tara. Period. Comma. New case. Tira satan. Now we're dealing with a tana.
Right.
And now we have a tira. The chotzer of the tana. Bismanshi. Now it's not attached. In these cases, it's not attached. Okay, it's not attached. It's not attached. What is the halacha? Bizman shigvaya bo tefachim. If it's 4 tefachim high, mitama b'maga uve'avir.
Okay,
let's see the picture. Right. Picture says, this here is 4 tefachim. Here's where it's 4 tefachim.
Oh, that was where it's 4 tefachim?
Here's the better case. The improved case.
Oh.
Chotzer shlufnei atanur. The noisdim boy halachem, kishereidin osim atanur, kishenit mahatanur, nit miskamti. When the tanur becomes tamei, then the tira automatically becomes tamei. It's viewed as an extension. Even if it here's the most important part of this halacha, it's removable. It's not permanently attached. It does not matter. Whether the sherets touch the inside of the tanner, beinim hoya ba'avir tanner. If the sherets was in the airspace of the tanner, not only does it contaminate the tanner, it contaminates the tira as well. Because it's a portion of the tanner itself. Okay, so this is halacha. Fine. But let's say this tira is less than 4 tefachim. Here it's for, let's say it's less than 4 tefachim. The Mishnah says tahora. But let's say we have the tira is permanently attached. Even if it's only resting on 3 stones,
right.
If it's firmly attached, tameya, it's tameya. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. New halacha. Beis hapach. A new case. Ubeis hatavlin. Ubeis. You know, I never heard this. Beis tavlin. A beis hapach and ubeis hatavlin.
Also, right?
Well, let's see. Let's take a look. Let's go to the videotape. Beis hapach. To cool off. Okay, so based on pach, here is a kira. Remember this? This is the kira. Just a little box.
Kira. Mm-hmm.
Kira. 3 etzpos. A frame. And right next to the kira, we have over here this a little container which we put in oil in order to cool off. What are you cooling off? Let's go to the picture. The picture says base kibul. Base kibul. This is a base kibul. Hamachubul kira. That is attached to the kira, or meshamesh lekira, going shemanichim shampach shemen lehavshiroi. What's lehavshiroi? To cool it off. Well, lehavshiroi means to cool it off. Pchinoisin batei kibul b'tzara kira. I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll see. V'chein oisin bat batei kibul b'tzara kira lekabchem tavlnoi ner they make base kibbul on the side of the kibbul in order to be mekabel spices or ner. Okay, let's go to the rav. We'll become clear. Let's take a look. Beis hapach ubeis hatavlin ubeis haner shabekira. Okay, basically it means three different cases. We have here a little utensil.
Show us what the base on there. Oh, we know what the base on is. That little?
No, I guess it looks identical,
you know,
to this.
About?
The nair.
That way back.
Yeah.
With the thing with the flame coming out.
So.
You know what I'm talking about?
The lapids. Remember the lapids?
That's something else.
The egg holder.
The one before. You want to go with that? Back.
Here's the nair. Right, the nair, the base on air. But this is something that's actually holding a receptacle. Okay, it's a receptacle. They're all the same.
It looks similar. Did they call that the base on air?
Yeah, he's calling this all three.
I'm saying did they call when we learned that other mission?
No, we didn't call it. We didn't call it a base.
We called it a nair.
We didn't call it a base. Okay, let's go over here. So atal base on air should be kiva metamin b'mago. The metam b'mago ve'ein the metam ba'avir. It's not metam ba'avir. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shmuel metaher. Let's go to the Rav. The Rav here says we have the base ha'pach. Mokem also the betzila kiva the shem lichem boyes pach shem lafshir. Lafshir to cool off. I'm not exactly sure what we're cooling off. Okay, base hatavlin mokem shem lichem boyes hatavlin. Okay, that's a little container that you put spice. Same picture. Or base haner mokem shem lichem boyes haner. Or you put there a nair. Why? I guess you want to see what's going on. It's dark. Mitamin b'maga. Here's the case. Im noga sheretz b'soich akiyar. Akira. If a sheretz is inside the kira, nitmu, now it's negia, it's maga, nitmu hamukoma salolo betumas akira, they all become tame. V'cheinim nitma echel min hamukoma salolo b'maga sheretz, nitme sakiva imorim b'chashivik akira, v'im dover echel linyin tumas maga. So being that this little beis hapach is attached to this oven, if a sheretz touches the inside of the kira, or a sheretz touches the inside of the beis hapach, everything becomes tameh. Automatically the tumah spreads from the pach to the kira, from the kira to the pach, and so on and so forth.
It's funny how we...
However...
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's mechubah to me.
Oh, so it says here, it says beis kibla mechubah lekira. That's what it says.
But it just doesn't look...
Okay, he didn't
look,
he didn't have the glue. He didn't show you the glue. Okay, let's take a look. But now, be'ena mitam ba'avir. But when these two things are attached, they're not mitam ba'avir. Imnit la sheretz ba'avir kira. If the sheretz is suspended and did not make contact, afal pi shehi tameya, the klicheres mitama ba'avir, hein tehoirin, she'ena mechibur la, it's not called attached, el inyin maga, mishum diminatoira, ena chibur la, it's not called chibur, the rabban who the goes alecha tuma. If you go and you suspend the sheretz, even though it's tamei, the kli cheretz will not be aver hein to hoirin. Ah, but the other part is tar. Why? She'enim chibur la ela linyan maga. Why? Mishum d'minat Torah enim chibur la. Even this that we learned above, that if a sheretz touches the inside, the tumah spreads from this to this. That is only midrabanan. That is not a din d'oraisa. That's a din d'oraisa. Rabban who goes alay tumah. It's a din d'rabanan. The of the rabban hekeira, the rabban wanted to make a notice, but wanted to make you recognize that the tumah is only midrabanan. And the way they did so was they made it unique that it's only mitame through maga and not mitame through avir. Why did the rabban were they so concerned that a person should be aware that it's not a tumah d'oraisa and it's only tumah d'rabanan in order not to burn truma? In order you should not burn truma. In other words, there's a halach. If you have truma, and truma is tahar, are you allowed to burn it? Watch here. There's a fire extinguisher behind you.
Thank you very much.
If you have truma, and truma is tahar, and you burn it, have you done anything wrong?
Yes.
What have you done wrong? You over on nasay. Over on nasay. Let's say truma.
Don't burn truma.
The assay is it has to be holy. They're not supposed to eat. I don't remember. I don't know.
You're not supposed to burn.
You're not supposed to burn something that's holy. So it's an issur deraisa. It's an issur deraisa to destroy truma and kadosh that's tahira. Let's say the truma is tame. Are you allowed to eat it?
Of course not.
What are you supposed to do with truma and kadosh that's tame?
Supposed to burn.
So what happens if you have truma that's tame? You have truma that's tame midrabanan. or kachin that's tamei drabanan, you're in a lot of trouble. Because
you can't burn it
because minat Torah it is tahar, but you can't not burn it, or you can't eat it, or you can't do anything with it because midrabban it's tamei.
Yeah.
So you're stuck in the middle.
Right.
So you have to bury it.
Oh,
you have to bury it, let it rattle, let it disintegrate. You're stuck in the middle. So the problem is, if you have something which is tamei midrabban, so if everything is one big mishmash, this is tamei midrais, this is tamei midrabban, everything is tamei. So we're going to burn everything. By burning everything, by burning the tshum that's only talmid rabbanon, you're being over on an isser asay deraisa, because you're not allowed to. So it was a very this is the theme which is all over Shas. You always have to be careful that when you have something that's only talmid rabbanon, you're stuck in the middle. You can't eat it, but you can't burn it. Now, if we go, the problem is, but people, it's hard to differentiate what's talmid rabbanon, what's talmid deraisa. It's very easy to confuse the two. So the Rabbanan came along and they said, yeah, over here, this Beis HaPach.
Yeah.
This Beis HaPach.
Good.
And the Beis HaPach is attached to the Kira.
Good.
Attached to the Kira. And the Sheretz comes, makes physical contact.
Beautiful.
The Rabbanan decide, we want to extend the Tumah from the Pach to the Kira, from the Kira to the Pach. They want to do that. But they were afraid to do that, because by doing that, people will get confused. They're going to think it's going to become Tumah Midaraisa. And they're going to burn it. So in order that people should not burn it, so they made an enactment, an unusual takana, that it's only become tamei through maga, but it's not tamei through avir.
Okay.
And that way people are going to ask the question, what's the difference? We learned in first grade that when dealing with the klicheres, there's no difference between maga and avir.
Right.
And that's going to remind them, the reason why this is unique is because it's only midrabanan. Good?
Wow.
Okay.
How you gonna hold up cup?
Okay, Rabbi Shimon. Now we go to the last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Metaher, he disagrees.
Shimon.
Metaher.
Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, the next part of the Mishnah, the Rav. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shmuel. I have two different gear stories. Rabbi Shmuel. So look at my Mishnah.
I mean, it says Yishmuel in the text here. Yeah.
And then I have over here in the text Nusach Acher.
Ooh.
The Shimon and the Rav only has what do you have in your Rav?
Good old Rav says.
Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Matar.
Yes.
So the Rav had the other version.
Okay.
So Rabbi Shimon Matar. The Afilu B'Maga. He's Matar in Gansen. Afilu B'Maga. Why? Kolmakom Shlonoga by Tumah Dekol Chad V'Chad Kli Bi Anpe Nafshehu. Each one is considered to be a separate utensil, even though they're attached. And the Mimele it's Tar Lagamri. Ve'Ein Halacha. The Halacha Krebi. The Halacha is like a Mei. In Echnam we hold that this Tumah. It's Tumah by Maga, but not Masa. Okay, Gvalt, we do the whole Mishnah. What's Chaz Mishnah Nachmol? Chaz Mishnah. Atere es Kira. The crown of the Kira. Tahira. The Atara of the Kira is Tahira. It's separately distinct. Why? Because most people don't make it an Atara. The Mela, it's considered to be, it's committed to be separate. Separate. Okay, right. Tira Satanur. We have the Chotzer. Tira means the Chotzer of the Tanur. Bizman she gavaya gavar b'tvachem. When the tira is 4 tvachem tall, bizman she gavar b'tvachem mitama b'maga uva'avir. Even if it's not attached, it's considered to be an extension of the tanur. What do you do by with this tira? In this tira, you put the bread. With dias pas, when you take the bread out of the oven, you go and you store it. You store the bread in this box when you remove from the oven, and it's a chibut. It's called part of the oven. If it's 4 tvachem tall, even if it's not attached, it's part of the oven. Pechusumikan. Let's say the tira is less than 4 tvachim, tohira im chibra, but let's say the tira is permanently attached, then afilu, it's automatically going to become tamei. Afilu al shalosh avonim tamei, even if it's only standing on 3 bricks, it's going to be tamei. Beis apachu, beis hatavl, beis haner, shebekira. We have this thing of pachli, put oil, and you use the oil for some purpose, lahafshir, I'm not sure what lahafshir means.
We said to him.
I have to look in the dictionary. What does it mean, lahafshir? If it means to cool, maybe it means to smooth. I don't know. Lahav shir beis apach beis hatavon beis aner shabikira mitamin b'maga ve'ein mitamin ba'avir. So these things, according to Rabbi Meir, is mitamin b'maga. If one is tamim, the other is tamim. Ve'ein mitamin ba'avir. Dear Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yishimelay mitarli. Okay, new halacha. Good.
Beautiful.
Right. Next, Mishatana shuchusak me'achleiraf. Here's the Tana.
Yeah.
And the tanner was heated from the outside. Me'acharav o shuhusak shaloi ledaitoi o shuhusak bebeis su'umon tameh. Let's go to the Rav. What exactly is the case? Tanur We learned in the previous Mishnah, two Mishnahs before, that the Tanur is only Tomei when it's Chusak for the first time. In order for a Tanur to become Tomei, you have to heat up the oven. You have to heat up the oven for the very first time. Remember, we go back to the beginning of the Perek. What do we learn in the beginning of the Perek? It said about a Tanur. What did it say? Tanur tchilas arba shiav arba div Rabbi Meir v'cham lo Rabbi Meir b'med v'amurim b'gadol avol b'katan tchilas ay kol shehu. I'm sorry, b'gadol kol tchilas ay kol shehu toy oven. Remember that toy oven is kosher. And then we said shiarav rubai.
Correct.
And what did we learn that meant to mean? That means if the oven starts, then if the oven is the roiv of what it used to be, even though it's less than four tefachim, it's tameh. Both of them were chumas. If the oven was 20 amos, 10 amos, and all you have left now is four tefachim, even though four is less than roiv, it's tameh. But a chumah, but let's say it starts out seven, and all you have left now is 3 3/4, and 3 3/4 is roiv of what it used to be, even though roiv is less than 4 tefachim, it's also tameh. That's what we learned. Fine. Here, now here's the part that we need to find out in the next Mishnah. When is the oven tameh? Size is not enough. What?
It has to be tigma malachtai.
Mishati gomer malachtai. Ezehu gmar malachtai. Mishayasikenu kde la'afos boy. What?
You let it go. You let it.
You have to light it. La'afos boy. Sufkonin. Donuts. Donuts.
Can't get away from the sufkonin.
Can't get away from the donuts. Can't get away from the poison. Sufkonin. Donuts are mamish poison.
Right, they stick mamish to
your... Mamish poison. They have every ingredient that you can possibly ingest to kill yourself.
Wow.
And yet the Gans Oilon is obsessed.
What?
No, cake is poison. They're almost sugar poison. But the donuts are even worse because donuts is saturated with oil.
Oh, it's got faded myelin.
Cake has sugar.
The sugar
today. It's the high fructose sugar. We have new sugar today. We have sugar they never had in previous generations.
Super sugar
with fructose, corn, whatever. By the sufganim, Rabbi Yehuda says.
What do you mean? Only healthy food? I see. You
know. No, unfortunately, I'm nichshol.
You are? You don't look like you. You look like you watch what you eat.
Yeah. I should. I can't control myself. I'm a bal taiva.
Cake.
Oh, about taiva. Oh, okay. I have to keep away from cake. It's a very big insight. No, it's very hard. It's an assignment. It's an assignment. It's a very big insight. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Mishiyasik es hechadosh kedei lefos biyoshin sufganim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what? No, not sufganim, because sufganim you'll need the temperature of 200 degrees.
Right.
But if it's a new oven,
yeah,
you got to heat it up to 300 degrees.
That's what Rabbi Yehuda said.
Yeah, remember that in Machlokes?
Rabbi Yehuda said,
Mishiyasik es hechadosh, new oven, kedei lefos equivalent.
Yeah.
Of baking by yoshan in an old oven, sufganim.
Yeah.
Which we explained to mean is if it's an old oven, an old oven that you've already used 20 times,
yeah,
it's enough to put the heat up to 200 degrees in order to prepare donuts.
So is it less?
But if it's a new oven that you're heating for the very first time, you have to heat it up to 300.
Higher.
A little bit higher to break in the oven. You don't have to heat it up to heat to bake bread, but you have to heat it up a little bit higher. That's machlokes. Okay, so the point here is you have to do, now here comes the chiddush. Mishnah Dal in the Rav. Tanu shuzgam chorav she'ein atan mekabel tomat she'yasakinu b'yad until you heat it up. The imalochu sak mibefnim ella mibuchutz choshev hesek. So he's saying a chiddush. Where do you heat up the oven? Typically, you put the fire inside the igloo, inside the hole, right in the hole. That's what you typically do. But sometimes people they would light a fire on the outside of the oven, and it would burn against the walls of the oven. That was also done upon occasion. So here the Mishnah is coming to ask the question, is that a way to break in the oven for the very first time? If I heat up the oven to a temperature of 200 degrees by putting fire...
Where do you put it? If you put it... He's saying, is it,
normally,
enough,
right,
is it enough to put it outside?
Outside, in order that it should be called Tigmar Malachta.
Right.
That's Shiloh. So he says, yes, it's good. It's valid. The oven is completeness mekabel tuma. Oyu shahusak shaloy ledaitoy. And what is that? And what do you mean shaloy ledaitoy? Which means it was an accident.
somehow got heated up inside.
Shall that Shusak Bebes Oman Rav Bebes Oman Koidem Shenigmar Melechas Asiyasai. Before the Uman completed it, whatever that means, the Uman did not yet finish it off. There was more things to do. There were more things to do to fashion the oven, and the Uman already
heated up.
He already started playing around with it. So the Allah is Tame, it's still Tame. Tame why? Tame, look at that. See, Yeshua, the Gersis, Machlakis, Vishibushu. And it's a mistake. That's not correct. The correct is Tame. Tame. Zion. What is this over here? In Oy Zion. Hey Vav. This is the Zion. Taimoy cause a rush. The kasha the imkain have a mice lister. Because we're bringing a story now. The reason why the gears must be Tame is because we're bringing a proof. Nice.
And the proof says Tame.
Nice. Shnuffled like a bit have a bit hanure. Kvar signa. There was a mice, so where there was a fire in the store. There was a store in the factory. You hear about this every so often in the news. There was a fire in the factory. There was a fire in the factory. Check comes from the insurance company. So here we have a mice, Shanafla, Deleka, Bisanure, Kvar, Signa. Yep. A maisa where fire fell in the ovens of the village of Signa. The name of a place.
Okay.
It's the name of a place. It sounds like Hoboken.
Right.
Signa. They always say that on the radio in the morning. Oh, what's doing the traffic there?
How about in Danbury? Go ahead.
Okay. The lake of another. But maisa of Yavne. They came to Yavne. The Timon Rabbi Mungam Wills Paskin Tomei. Oh, but it was Ladaita, and it was Shlilidaita, and we had no Kavana. We had no Kavana that there should be a fire in the factory. It was a loss.
Shenaf, Maisa. In the Tanurek for all the Tanarim.
No, in
Signa? I don't get it.
Whatever, there was a fire in that place, not all of them, in the factory. There was a factory where they made. Okay, it's assumed. They didn't have factories. No, whatever. Ma'is shnav leika b'tenur in the ovens of Kvar Signa. It was a factory. But ma'is little Yavne. They came to Yavne with Tim and Rangli. We all said they're all Tame. Why? Because shloy le daiton is Tame.
Right.
If you want to be mischievous, you'll say it's because we all knew that they were trying to get collect insurance.
Ooh.
So it was le daiton. Ooh, nasty, huh? Okay, Tomei, that's it. Okay, that concludes the Mishnah. Chaz the Mishnah. Tanu shusak meachoyrof on the outside. Or shusak shiloy ledaitoi. Or shusak bebeis uman in the beis uman. I guess they were working there. Tomei, ma'isa shenav lega b'tanu shenav lega, which means there was an accident. Shiloy ledaitoi b'tanurik far signa. But ma'isa liyavne v'timon ramagam liyal. Vaita musaf hatanu shel balei bate. Okay, this is the addendum. Okay, you can buy this as an attachment, right? Also sold with. You go to Amazon, you buy an object, and then you look on the bottom. Also sold with. You can buy an attachment, a special clip-on, an addendum, upgrade. This is the upgrade. The zach, and what's the zach? It's like a hat. It preserves the heat. Musaf hataner, the additional shtickel, shel bale batim, the halacha is tohar.
Why is it called batim? This is called a bale batim?
Bale batim. Only bale batim buy this. The regular woman, the craftsmen, they don't buy this. They're not interested in this. I'll give you a mashal. I'll give you a good mashal. I was looking into buying a heavy duty. Dry, wet vacuum cleaner.
Really?
Right?
So they have
6 gallons and you have 12 gallons. So interesting is that they come with bags. I remember my Gears, the Ankus, didn't have bags. You vacuum and it goes into the pail.
Into the inside.
Into there. So they sell now these big, massive bags. So who are the shaitan that buy the bags? Only Balabatan. Because the bags, they take away a shtickle dust. But the umnim, the craftsmen, they don't buy the bags.
Only dust. Take away water, not the dust. No?
But let's say you want to use it. You want to use it for dust.
Vacuum also.
Vacuum, yeah.
You can use it for regular.
Yeah. So you can buy a big bag, a ganze zach. So who buys the bags? Only one who buys the bags are the balabatim.
Because the regular Uman use it only for water.
No. Let's say the Uman is using it for whatever he wants. Because the Umanim, they're not interested in the bags. They don't need the bags.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, exactly. They're not the dust. They don't care. It's a different mindset. So that's Zelbazach. It's a different mindset. You have over here the Tani. You have over here this little attachment. Who's the one that buys?
Junkyard muscle is better.
Junkyard. Who buys the attachment? Balabatim buy attachment. People that are more delicate buy attachment. People that are crass. Who's the attachment? Balabatim tar. The shel nach toimim tame. The neishu soimich olaves hashvud. Now I'm sorry. It's a good example. The nach toim. They have even more sophisticated type of top.
Who's a nachtim?
A baker. Nachtim is a professional baker, commercial baker. So they have even one that's better. Theirs comes with a piece where you can spill, you can put something on top of it. They put on top of the shvud a spit. Okay, let's take a look over here at Mishnah. Hey, Moisef Tana Tosaf De Shal Tana Shemusib De Tana B'Tan B'Goyim K'Delish Mechumlo B'Nei Shu Semech Lovis Hashvud. So according to the Bible, why is it tar? I guess it's not considered to be part. You don't use it. The reason why this is tar, because you don't actually use it for anything.
So what's just it there for?
To preserve the heat. It's not a portion. It's used to preserve the heat. It's made from tit, so it's not a chelik of the tanner, it's tar. For shal nach toimin, a baker, it's tar. Maybe they should simch lovas hashvud because you actually use it. Okay, rav, simch lovas hashvud, shal basar. You put on top of it the shvud shal basar, shiragilim lo litzlas by basar, havidavish tsarich litanur, rachman omar, utmeim yihiyu lochem. The word yihiyu lochem to you, lochol shabbat tzorchechem, everything that you possibly need, kedashim le'el, mimela, so it comes an extension of the oven. Good? Weiter. Now let's go weiter. Rabbi Yochanan san loimer. Rabbi Yochanan san lo, he disagrees. He says, v'mneishno, he also, v'mneishu oifei boyes kishum nitchok, you bake with it kishum nitchok. Look at the Rav. The Rav says, kishu nitchok. You have a lot of guests. If you are bombarded with a lot of guests, right? A lot of people coming to you for Shabbos. And you need a lot of bread. Okay, you need a lot of bread. Rabbi Yochanan Sagile b'time of the Tanakam of Neshu who simch loves as a shvud the sfiule the binan shei tashmish tatesefes ke in tashmish kuvah shaltana. Rabbi Yochanan Sala says that in order for this top to become tame, it's not enough to put a spit and to put meat on top of it, because that's not the primary use of an oven. The primary use of an oven is to bake bread, not to roast meat. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
According to the Tanakama.
Yeah.
What does the Tanakama say? Here we are over here, Shol Nach Taimim.
Okay.
Is this Tame?
I don't remember.
Yes, according to is Tame. Yeah. Why is Tame according to Tanakama? Why? Because you use it also for cooking. According to, if it's only Shol Balabatim, for Balabatim, this portion is a Tame or Tar? It's Tar. Why is it Tar? It's just used to preserve heat. In addition, that's only there to preserve heat. It's not choshev to be considered an extension of the oven. But if you use it not just to preserve heat, but you actually use it to cook or to bake, then it's tamei. So shel nach toimim, what do they use this for?
Yeah.
They put a shvud, a spit. They roast meat.
Correct.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Yassan says that's not significant.
Because
what do you use? An oven is used to bake. To bake. Roasting is not baking. So you're using the top of the oven for roasting and not baking. That's not a real use.
Yeah.
The meal, what is the halacha? The halacha is that it's going to be tar. It's going to be tar. So therefore, if you order,
say tar here.
Also, why then taco do you use it? When you're pressed, when you're under pressure.
Yeah.
Why are you under pressure?
I thought
you actually bake. You actually
use this for baking, no?
Oh, could I say, because that you actually bake in it. When do you bake with it in this addition, this supplement to the oven? When do you bake with it? You bake with it when you're under pressure. When are you under pressure? When you have extra guests.
Oh.
If you are making a simcha and you have a lot of people. So
you
then,
use this extra addition, Dafki saying, when he's in a press situation.
New case. New case.
And therefore he doesn't say anything. He doesn't give you a psa. Rav says?
No, Rav Yochanan Saros is also talking. Look at the Rav. Look at the Rav.
Yeah.
A lot of guests. You need a lot of bread. He doesn't agree with the time of the Tanakam. Tanakam says the reason why the Tana is tummy is because you put a shvud. Has to be the same the primary use.
The holds that it has to be for baking, not for
right.
So, but he doesn't. Okay, but so I understand that. So, how come the Mishnah doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan Sana Oven Neshu Hu Oifa Kishu Nidchak? So therefore, it's tummy.
Right. That's self assumed. Okay. Everyone agrees tummy.
Self assumed. We always say tummy. How come it doesn't say Shu Oifa Kishu Nidchak tummy?
Okay, it's self-assumed. Period. The word tame is going to be repeated twice for our purposes. Tame. Why is it tame?
Yeah.
Well, there are two reasons. According to the Tanakam, and Rabbi Yochanan, there's another reason why it's tame. Better reason why it's tame. Because you're actually baking it when you're under pressure. When you have a lot of guests, you're under pressure.
So it's really a continuation of
correct
explanation why it's tame.
Correct. Right. The next part of the mission. Let's finish up. Kayotze bo, a similar case, Musaf Hayoira Shel Shulke Zaysim Tame. Right, let's take a look at the Shulke Zaysim. Let's go look to the Rav.
Derek Shulke Zaysim.
Shulke means also cook. Shulke means an extended cooking.
Shulke means boiling, like.
Boiling, right. Find Zaysim of olives, Vitsa Boim, and dyers. People who have herbs, and they cook it, they boil it for long
period,
for dyeing purposes. Sheyeshim Yoyrois, they have pots. Gidoilois, large size. But Isim Lochem Tisefis Tit Al Sifasan, they put an addition, of tit on the top. Sifasan, the rim,
glolim,
on the rim.
Glolim.
On the rim. No, not glolim, tit. Tit is clay. Al Sifasan, Shialu Bohamayim, Be Isra Sichasam, so that the water can go extend higher. They fill up so therefore the water can raise higher. Vishal Sholke Zaysim, so Vishal Sholke Zaysim Tamil.
How does the tit help?
It extends it higher. No, this is the picture. This is the same idea. Moisaf here is Moisaf Yara. Tosefes Tit. Here it is.
This is the Tosefes here, no?
Yeah, that's the Tosefes, which allows.
So they took some tit and they Tosefted it on the top of it.
To make it higher.
To make it a bigger stockpot.
Exactly. So it says here, Shel Sholke Zaysim Tame, Lefi Shoisa Tosefes Shicho Lechli Umishtam Shimba, you need it. When it comes to the people who are cooking vegetables, then it's tame. B'shal tzaboyim.
Shalki zaysim, not vegetables.
No, if it's shal zaysim, shal shalki zaysim tame. If he shal yisir tosefes.
Tzaboyim, what's tzaboyim?
Dyers.
Oh, right.
Dyers. Tahar. Deloy mishtame shpeki heki delo lifsit tziviv. They don't use it. They don't use it. The people who use these pots.
Why not?
Because it's going to ruin the dye. Too much. I don't know. It doesn't explain this to the details of how the thing is, how it works. It's going to ruin the kid.
This addition is going to ruin it.
It's going to ruin it. The Ein Alach Rabbi Yochanan San Alach does not lafal
Rabbi Yochanan San. Last part was Rabbi Yochanan San.
Yeah. Kayyitze boy. Musaf Hayoira Shal Shalke Zaysim Tamei Vishal Tzaboim Tahor. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Nachmal, Musaf Atanu Shabalibatim Tar. If it's Balibatim, it's Tar. Mishal Nachtaimim. So there are two. Tell me why? According to the Kama, it's only Tami because my name is Shulu Sanechalav Esashvut. Because you support the Shvut.
Because you use it as a Tana.
Time to bake when Pegibo. Kayaitseba Musaf Hayoira. If you have a pot, and you have an additional rim to the top of the pot. So shell shulke zaysim. If it's used for those who cook zaysim, tome, because you need it. It's part of the pot. It's an extension of the pot. But shell tzaboyim. But if
they
tar,
they don't like using this part. Right. Of the pot. It doesn't help them out.
Three mishnayos we did today. Gvaldik.
It really did.